The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, welcome to Happy Hour. I just like the name of it, Happy Hour. It seems good. Happy Hour. So for the past few weeks, for the first few weeks of this of Happy Hour, we started with developing metta, loving kindness for the benefactor or the easy person. And then for the past few weeks, we've kind of gently moved over to still touching into the easy person and also with working with with ourselves, with metta for ourselves, holding ourselves with kindness and gentleness and love and acceptance as much as it's available, and developing loving kindness for ourselves isn't always easy. But it's where when we gradually cultivate more and more care and more acceptance and love for ourselves, it actually pours out to the rest of our lives, the way we treat ourselves, the way we start to treat others too, with more gentleness and kindness. And also, if you find that as we do this practice, loving kindness for yourself, there are some edges, it's not easy in every way, it brings up some difficulty, it's okay. It's part of this practice. You're not doing it wrong. It's normal. That's why it's a practice. We do it, difficulties come up, and we work with them. We work through them. It's perfectly okay. Just be gentle with whatever difficulty comes up. So with that, let's just get into it. Let's just do it. So first, I invite you to just move your body a little bit and see what your body needs. Kind of stretching a little bit, maybe your shoulders, maybe your back. Kind of just, oh, some kind, exactly. If you need to get up, please do that. If you need to stand up, if your body says, yep, it would be nice to stand up and bend, that's perfectly fine too. Just let's take a moment out of kindness to this body. Do whatever this body needs us to do. To feel a little more settled and nice. And then choosing a position that is comfortable for you, and then sitting in such a way that, yeah, great, go get more comfortable cushions and whatever you need. And sitting, actually after you sit, again moving a little bit so that you find the center of your gravity, you find the center of sit bone back and forth, and kind of really plant yourself in your sit bones. And gently, perhaps even rolling back your shoulders once and twice to just, and then settle them. Sitting such that your body is your spine, such that your body, your spine is straight as possible. But you don't have to push up. You can imagine that your head is very gently supported by an invisible string that kind of pulls up on your head and spine, and just kind of stretches up. lengthening your spine. And then your shoulders can drop. All of your body, your whole body, your muscles can relax and soften and drop. starting with a few deep diaphragmatic breaths, just to settle into this body, arriving in this body, pulling the breath in, or letting the breath be pulled into your belly, holding for a moment or two, and then letting it out. A couple more. And with every out-breath, softening and relaxing into this body. Letting the body be soft and relaxed. Because when the body relaxes, then the mind can relax too. And letting your awareness just settle on the body, softly, gently, and the sensations of breathing. Wherever they're felt most easily. Just enjoying breathing for a few minutes. Just simple. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just sitting in this relaxed body and breathing. Allowing the mind to settle more and more with every out-breath. Allowing the body to settle more with every out-breath. And now as we transition from settling the mind, just settling for a few minutes, breathing, relaxing, softening the body, as we transition into practicing metta, loving kindness, I invite you to bring to mind, not just for yourself, the being that you are. Being human is not easy. Being human in this body, with this mind, living your life, has its challenges. It might be different kinds of challenges, physical, relationship. Emotions. Work. Just various things. And just appreciating that you are doing your best. And it's not easy being human. It's not easy being human. And bringing to mind someone who cares about you, who sees you. Could be a friend, could be a coach, a colleague, a teacher, a relative, a parent, a friend, anyone who sees you. It could also be a pet who cares about you. But also, you can conjure up an archetypal figure of compassion, love, and care, who cares. And imagine this being seeing you with eyes of care, with eyes of love, compassion, holding you. Silently, just holding presence for you. They're just feeling their goodwill. They want you to be happy. This being wants you to be happy, healthy, and well. They want you to be safe from things that can harm you internally, thoughts and feelings and emotions, or externally. So bringing mind this being, whether it's a human or a pet, and let them hold you in their presence with their care. Just feeling, receiving their care. Feeling the energy of their goodwill for you. Feeling their good wishes, their kindness, their friendliness. And letting yourself receive, just be held, simply be held. Allow yourself to be seen with eyes of care. Maybe they're even smiling at you, wishing you well. Allow to see their kind eyes looking at you, their kind eyes. Just receiving their kind eyes looking at you. And let your whole body soak in the kindness. The kindness and the care. That you're being showered with. receiving the kind eyes. You can experiment if you like by putting your hand, one of your hands, the palm of your hand, in the center of your chest, your heart center, just to receive, just to make contact with your own heart, which might be holding a lot, just to receive this kindness that's coming towards you. Yes, it's okay. I am deserving of this kindness. Allowing the kindness to be received. And if judgments are coming up that, oh, I don't deserve goodwill or kindness or these kind eyes, hold that too with kindness. Hold that judgment, that knee-jerk reaction judgment, hold that too with kindness. It's okay. It's okay. Allowing yourself to feel soft and relaxed and held in goodness. Goodness is a healing salve. It heals, it protects the heart. Let yourself be held in goodwill. And if you like, you can imagine this being cares about you, sharing verbally their good wishes for you, in addition to looking at you with kind eyes, caring eyes. You can imagine them saying to you, and you can repeat the phrases silently for yourself if you wish. They're telling you, may you be safe. From inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be happy and feel joy. Let yourself receive every blessing. Let it land as much as possible. Third blessing, may you be healthy and strong in your body, receiving that. And the fourth blessing from them, may you have ease in your life. May your life flow with so much ease. Four blessings again. From your benefactor, from your friend. From the being of kindness and goodwill. First one, may you be safe. And let it land. Really, every sentence, every statement, let it land. May you be safe. Ah, drink it in. What does it feel to be safe in this body, to feel safe in this body? May you be happy. Feeling happy. What does it feel like to feel happy in this body? May you be healthy. Let that one land. Tapping into the feeling of physical health in this body, in this very body. And may you have ease in your life. May your life flow with so much ease. Oh, let that one be received. Feeling of ease. Ah, softening and relaxing into ease in your life. May you be safe. Receiving each statement with an in-breath and out-breath. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May your life flow with ease. And silently you can repeat these phrases, imagining this being of goodwill, of kindness, saying them to you while holding you with kindness in their eyes. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. And now joining your own goodwill, your own good wishes for yourself. Joining your wishes, your own kindness together with theirs. And holding yourself with kindness and acceptance and goodwill. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May my life flow with ease. Holding yourself with kindness, acceptance. May I accept and love myself just as I am. You can also use these alternate phrases if you want, or the four traditional phrases. Whatever works for you is okay. May I be kind to myself. I care for myself. I care for me. I hold myself with kindness. May I hold myself with kindness and gentleness. May I feel safe. May I feel happy and have joy in my heart. May I be healthy and my body be strong as much as possible. May there be ease in my life in every way. Helpful, you can see both yourself and your benefactor, your friend, both of you holding you in kindness, if that's helpful. Whatever is helpful at this point, you holding yourself alone or them just holding you with their kind eyes, see what works for you. Experiment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May my life flow with ease. So, what I'd like to invite you to do now is something that I don't think we do enough of at IMC, which is community building, just kind of talking with people whom we practice with. So for just a few minutes, what we're going to do before we get to the Q&A is, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I'd like to invite you to get into groups of three and just talk about what that was like. And there are no wrong answers. You can be saying, that totally bombed. My mind was all over the place, or a lot of sadness came out, or just whatever. It doesn't matter. But just share if you like. But just for a few minutes with three other people. So if you would just turn around and find a couple of other people, and if you don't have a partner, raise your hand. And the third here. And actually, you guys can join with those guys and make a group of four. By the way, you guys back there, you can join with those two people and make a group of four if you want. Is that cool? Actually, you just stay where you are. It's cool. It's fine. It's good. It's all good. Okay. So just free form for a couple of minutes. Go for it. And tell each other's names, where you're from. If your group needs more time, raise your hand. If your group needs more time, raise your hand. Okay. All right. So let's wrap up and come back to the big... So thank your partners. Thank your group. And let's come back to the big group. Great. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Okay. Great. So... comments, questions about the practice today. And I know you have plenty to say because I heard you. Okay, yeah, actually, if you would kindly use this because... that work? Great. Is it? Yeah, great.
Thank you. I just felt this sense of physical expansion that I don't normally feel during meditation. Or it was interesting. I just felt my shoulders going outward and my abdomen. Everything just felt like it was
nice,
relaxing.
Nice. That's lovely. Lovely. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I think there's probably something in me, who knows exactly what, but as you're describing what I'm kind of feeling, it's like, it's a feeling of softening and just feeling, when the body kind of feels safe, this kind of relaxes and feels more expansive, because usually we feel tight and kind of maybe not safe. And then with metta, because metta is with the wishing of safety and ease and kindness and generosity, it's just kind of the body in an organic way starts to relax and expand, so... Lovely, thank you. What else? Questions, comments, anything?
I have a hard time getting my getting a perfect benevolent person.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you brought it up. Okay. Yeah. Say more. So what happens in your mind?
Well, I think that regardless of who I was thinking of,
yeah.
people who are close to me,
yeah.
I have some, I guess probably judgmental feelings about them, and, uh-huh. and or feel that they have some judgmental feelings about me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So the people the people that I went to are people that I don't know as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Great. That's fine. And did it flow? Did it work in that way? People you didn't know as well? You didn't know
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, I think great. So. I mean, it did. I was here 2 weeks ago. I missed last week. Mm-hmm. And I for some reason, I just didn't settle in as much this week. I don't know why.
That's okay, but, because yeah. your mind is in a different place. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's... It's perfectly okay, you know. We don't. It's good. So I really appreciate the question and the comments you're bringing, because every question is really a teaching point for me, because it's not just relevant to you, but relevant to everyone else. And if it's not relevant to them in this time, it will be at some point in general. So one thing is regarding. Oh, I didn't get settled in. You know, it's fine for the mind to have that assessment, and yet don't make it a judgment, because there are so many things about the cause and conditions of your body and your mind, where you are today, what has happened in the past 24 hours, this and that, how you're feeling, what you ate, what you didn't eat, I don't know, all of that. And it's best to assess your practice, not on a daily basis, but over the past few months, okay, just generally there's more cultivation and warmth in the heart, but like week, you know, over long swaths of time, months, I would say. So that's one thing. And then regarding the perfect loving being, it's different for different people. For some people, it might be their parent, their mother. For some people, it might be a friend. For some people, it might be, as you said, someone you don't know very well, but they're kind of kind. Maybe someone whose books you've read, or the Dalai Lama. You know, you don't know that much about them, but he seems pretty kind, right? Or another being. And for some people, it works to imagine a being of light, just a being of light, complete being of light, or the Buddha. So. See what works for you. There's a lot of room for experimentation. There are no shoulds in this practice. It's a creative practice to kind of unlock or cultivate what we already have to grow it, to grow it more. And if one being works better for you, someone you don't know very well, but they seem kind of kind, and great. Sure, by all means. Yeah.
Two things. One, about like practicing metta on a regular basis versus once in a while. So I haven't done a metta in practice in a long, long time. And
yeah.
What I found was, and I don't usually meditate at this time of day, and yeah. I was in traffic, and
yeah.
I just ate, and you know, so I feel yeah. like it was really hard.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to come into the cushion, but yeah. But if I had maybe been practicing all along, I'd have like yeah. a muscle memory where I'd be able to even just kind of do a little bit better, even if I didn't have it all in me today.
Yeah, yeah.
So luckily I have done it in the past,
yeah.
and I was able to relate, but not,
yeah.
you know, and that's just comparing, right, and judging.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But what I noticed was I feel better than when I walked in.
Yay!
From my heart and other, you know, just
yeah.
my being. But the other thing that was yeah. interesting is
yeah.
when I pick that benevolent or person who's easy or
yeah, yeah.
loving,
uh-huh.
it depends on my relationships of the week or the month.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what pops into my head. Because
yeah. yeah.
the person that I thought about today has never, and I've
yeah.
known them for
yeah.
a long time.
Great, yeah.
20 years.
Exactly, great.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
I try not to force the person. Right. Whoever pops up.
Yeah, whoever pops up. And was the same for me today as I was practicing. Well, somebody popped up I hadn't thought about for a while, but there was some interaction, something that happened this past week. There was kind of like, they were on the top of my consciousness and they just popped up. Oh, great, okay. Sure. Again, it's supposed to be easy. Whatever. You don't have to force it. Like, no, I have to use my whatever. And also the other thing you said, I'm just delighting in that, oh, I feel better right now than I came in, even though I'm judging my practice, and it's like, oh, it's not us. It's like, isn't that funny? Isn't that great? That's awesome. So we're sometimes the worst judge of our practice, because, hey, you feel better. It's working. And see how you feel tomorrow.
It brought me out of my judging day.
Yay!
Right?
I'm glad you came then.
So my first reaction was just, I sort of sunk into relaxing and tiredness, and I wasn't very good at focusing, but I was just sort of enjoying the relaxation in my body. And then two things happened. Number one, sadness started to come up, and I could feel myself sort of grip down on that. And I couldn't really ungrip.
Yeah.
And the other thing was judging about I'm not doing it right, mm-hmm. you know. And it's supposed to be this, it's supposed to be that. And so I kind of got caught in that and wasn't able to kind of extricate myself.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Because this is so important to bring up, which is the... I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing this right. This is not supposed to happen. This is loving kindness, for God's sake. You know, I'm supposed to be feeling love and not sadness. Go away, you sadness. Like, this is totally wrong. I'm the worst meditator in this room. Everybody's in bliss right now. All of that. You can just kind of go on and take its different versions of it. So glad you bring it up. That's normal. And to know that this practice of metta is a purification practice. And the opposite of what you're cultivating could come up as a purification, because you're relaxing, softening, making the heart more open and vulnerable. And oh, guess what? There's a lot of sadness there. And that's what's happening. That is the truth of the moment. So take that as a purification. It's exactly what's supposed to be happening right now for you. It's not, oh, okay, I'm going to be, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's exactly that. It's exactly that. Or sometimes we practice for someone, you know, metta for them, and then anger comes up. And we remember this, you know, we haven't thought about that argument for 20 years, and it comes up. In the metta, like, wait a minute, I haven't thought about this, but it's exactly what needs to come up to be processed, to be purified. So whatever, so that's why I was saying there's no right and wrong. It just, wherever your body and mind are, stressed from work, and the sadness is coming, like, great, that is what the practice becomes, holding that, holding yourself like, oh, this is a lot of sadness today. Holding that with kindness. Great. Thanks so much for bringing that up, because that is so important. We give instructions, we give a guided meditation, and we, you know, as Dharma teachers, we don't expect that everybody's following them to a T. We know different things come up. Of course, that is part of this practice. And it's whatever comes up is what you practice with, to keep it real. It's about keeping it real. So thank you for that. Yeah. What else? Yeah.
It was interesting to me that I didn't feel comfortable using one person. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a lot to ask.
Yeah.
And so the people that I went to were people who I am their benefactor.
Great.
Who I felt like I trust that they wish me well because of what they have received from me.
Yeah,
nice. And but still, it felt a little presumptuous to, you know, ask for that from them, which was really interesting to see.
Yeah, that is very interesting. So, couple of thoughts about that. So, one is, One is, I appreciate that you mixed it up the way it worked for you, and you brought a bunch of people instead of one person. In fact, I think 2 weeks ago, I think I taught it with a few people. I kind of taught the what's called the circle of benefactors. So I invited people to bring few people in to be their benefactors. This time it was one. You know, I'm mixing it up too. So great that you were creative. Wonderful. Work the best way it works for you. And the second thing you said is, it seemed presumptuous and it was too much to ask. Well, now that's an interesting thing to look at. That is fascinating, isn't it? Ooh, it's like there is this assumption that you're asking, right? There's an ask there and there's a discomfort with asking. So here, the part of thing to play with to see is actually they're offering it freely. They're offering it completely freely. You're not asking anything. They care about you. They're holding you with kindness, whether or not you think you deserve it, whether or not you think you've been good enough to them. They're just offering it to you because you're a human being, because. And letting yourself receive it. So examine that, because I think that can be an interesting opening to some other unseen assumptions in some relationships, maybe.
Knowing myself, I think it's very linked to the confusion that love is earned.
Yeah. And that's a great inquiry. That's a great inquiry. Maybe for the next week. And maybe to drop the question in, is it really? Is it really? Is it really? Because it's so interesting. There's, again, with that assumption that is that it's a transaction, right? That love, that heart, opening of the heart is a transaction. And does it have to be that way? And allow yourself to remember all the times you've just felt warmly towards someone. They haven't given you anything. It's just like, so examine that. I think that can be an interesting inquiry. Lovely. Thanks so much for bringing that up. What else? Questions? Comments? You have just a few minutes.
I just want to say I appreciate having the opportunity to do this. And you always deliver your loving kindness with such kindness. It's hard for me not to do it kindly. it's not always that way, but and I think this is probably, you know, just recently is the first time I've ever really felt like I felt something remotely loving and kind while I was doing it. But it's nice to start to see that, and it has this month has worked out to be a month full of unfortunate events and lots of worry and stuff. But I've noticed, you know, kind of in the up and down of the emotions of it, there are still times where I actually stopped and thought today, I am so worried, and still I felt like a little bit joyful, like, nice. You know, so if I can stop pushing those things away and just let them be, there's actually probably a lot other things going on there.
Yeah.
But it's hard, you know, when one thing is really strong to kind of let the others.
Yeah.
So this was a good opportunity to do that.
Great, lovely. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to pick up on something that you said, which is sometimes one thing feels so big and overwhelming in the within the mind that seems like that's the only show. But actually, when you expand and allow that worry to be held along with all the other things, there's space. Oh, and then there is joy, and then there is ease, and that oh, and there's the worry too. You can hold that, yeah. But then there's the joy and the ease, and that is a teaching in and of itself. That holding space, allowing it all to be held, not closing the lens up to just, oh, this is what's happening right now. So it's everything. It's all of it. Great. Thank you. And a quick question, actually, whoever wants to just respond. So this was the first time happy hour we had. I invited you to talk with each other, to just community building, because, you know, often at IMC we come and we kind of do our thing and we leave. How was that? Did you like that? Did you? Yes, I'm getting thumbs up. Yes? Good. Yeah, lots of thumbs up. And if you hated it, that's okay too. You can come and tell me afterwards. It's perfectly fine, because I know there are introverts who just like to dart, and if that's the case, that is okay too. So, but mostly I saw thumbs up. Any thumbs down? No, not okay. At least you don't want to admit it yet, but you can come up and talk to me. Great. So thank you so much for being here and practicing, and may you be happy. May you be happy and well. Enjoy. Bye.